KTOO Public Media would like to acknowledge the Thlane AD and the Woosh Kitan of the Akkwan. We are on their ancestral homeland. Our broadcast studios are built on fill that was once tideland and part of what is called the Indian Village. We recognize those families who traveled to and from their homes, from these tidelands to fishing and hunting grounds and to gatherings in other villages, and whose children played on the beaches and learned to row in the harbor. The families of the Juneau Indian Village, like their ancestors, cherish and depend upon their immediate connection to the waterfront. KTOO is working to lift up Tlingit voices through the sharing of stories like these and the broadcast of the Tlingit language. Please excuse us for our mistakes and gunas chish for your patience as we learn.
Hansen Gress, ka eat with the shu yi, we kashuk a yi tin. Jin kat ka ke jin ta khanakhaya ha anikak.
You're tuned into KTOO's Juneau Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my first guest today is Elaine Schroeder. Hello, Elaine.
Hi there, Shelley.
Hi, we miss Mind Over Matter.
Oh, I miss it too. I was just talking about it today. I really miss going in the studio, and I miss meeting the most interesting people in Juneau to interview.
You always had great guests.
Yeah,
well, thanks so much for joining me today. Would you please introduce yourself for our listeners and tell us a little bit how you're involved with the organization Alaska Climate Action?
Well, the organization is 350 Juneau Climate Action for Alaska, and I became really concerned about the impact of climate change maybe about 10 years ago, and you know, of course, I saw An Inconvenient Truth, and I started reading the material, and really felt that Juneau needed a climate activist group, and 350.org is an international group, and we're an affiliate of it. So a couple of us started 350 Juneau, and that was over 3 years ago, going on four, perhaps.
And I understand that there's a rally coming up. Would you like to share the details of that with our listeners?
Yeah, it's not exactly a rally, simply because we're in the middle of a pandemic. And so what we're doing is, it's very, very interesting. We're doing shoe strike for climate justice. It's time to get extra tough on climate. So what's going on around the world, and it started in Sweden, a couple of months ago, the organization Fridays for Future, fund started by Greta Thunberg, you know, in Sweden.
Mm-hmm.
People in Sweden, all around Sweden, in many towns, it was all synchronized, had, during the pandemic, put out a whole bunch of donated pairs of shoes by volunteers. And these shoes were the ones that basically were representing all the individuals who could not be there. In other words, since we can't gather safely in large numbers due to the pandemic, our boots and shoes are going to gather at the state capitol this coming Wednesday at noon, and we have the police permit to keep the street open just for about an hour, and we're going to make a display of pairs of extra toughs and other shoes and boots that are donated by Juneau residents who are concerned about climate. And we're going to have invite people to drop by, but it's not at any time if they wish, but it's not that kind of rally we're used to, simply because it's too dangerous to do that.
Right, right. But what are you hoping to achieve with this rally? What is the message that you most want to convey, that you most want to send to our lawmakers?
Well, it's time to, we're in the middle of a climate emergency, and the pandemic is a really, the way the U.S. has handled the COVID-19 virus is exactly the same as they have been handling the climate emergency with this administration. And that means that they're ignoring the science at great peril to U.S. citizens. So we're talking about basically of three demands. Not a penny more for fossil fuels. And the impetus is to divest the Alaska Permanent Fund and the state retirement funds from fossil fuel stocks. We've been working on that for a couple of years. We don't want any subsidies or tax breaks for fossil fuel companies. And essentially, we need to keep up to 80% of all known oil and gas reserves in the ground. And certainly, we should not be exploring for any more. Where that 80% comes from is from climate scientists who say that we simply won't have a planet if we burn more fossil fuels. So some people are excited because they think that the pandemic and the reduction in driving and flying has been great for the planet. Well, it is, but it's made barely a dent in the increasing fossil fuel emissions, carbon emissions that are going on. So that's number one. Number two, we're saying boot up for renewable energy development. And Alaska needs to build a new energy economy, and there needs to be support for jobs and incentives for developing renewable energy. And then we're talking about a just recovery from both the pandemic and from using the pandemic and the money from the pandemic, which the U.S. government has been propping up fossil fuel companies with. We need this money to put people's health first, provide economic relief directly to the workers and the communities, not the corporations that are impacted, and definitely no bailouts for fossil fuel companies. And we support the Green New Deal. So anyways, that's a mouthful.
Thank you for that information. Let's talk a little bit about the pandemic. Is there a connection or a relationship between climate change devastation and pandemics?
Oh, yeah. Well, our dysfunctional response to the pandemic, as you know, Shelley, all the other developed rich countries in the world, except for the U.S., are having a relatively competent management of the pandemic. Yes, America is exceptional, and we're exceptionally dysfunctional in terms of how we, our government, our state and national government have handled the pandemic, and people are dying because of it, unnecessary deaths. So the connection is politicizing a scientific issue, greed, and a dysfunctional government.
Where can we find out more information about the rally and your organization and other actions?
Yeah, okay. So, again, it's an event where people can stop by. It's this Wednesday, August 12th, from noon to 1. And we are inviting people to drop off their shoes at Eileen Wagner's house at 517 Kennedy Street on her porch, okay, 517 Kennedy Street, any day before Wednesday. Or you can bring them over at 1145 over to the Capitol steps, and we'll arrange them. But be sure to label them with your name so we can give them back to you, and we have a way to get them back to you. And we'll explain that. And also, if they're shoes with laces, please tie them together so we don't get them mixed up. But they have to have your name on them. If you want them, if you're ready to throw them away, leave your name off, and we'll get rid of them for you. So noon Wednesday, noon to 1, Capitol steps.
Thanks so much for speaking with me today. Anything else you want to share with our audience?
Well, I think this is going to be a lot of fun, and we're doing it because we can't get together in person. We can't invite speakers. We can't do anything that involves a crowd all together at the same time. But I think that it will be a really great thing to drop by. Our steering committee will be there appropriately distanced, and, you know, come by and say hi and see our shoes show. Okay.
Thanks so much, Elaine. It does sound like fun. Thanks for doing this work, and we will see you on Wednesday.
Thanks a lot, Shelley. Bye-bye.
Take care.